I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, August 26th. Well, the city of Quincy will hold its 16th annual candlelight vigil in memory of all those lost to overdose and substance use disorder tonight. The event begins at 7 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center, and it will include some brief comments from Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch before a memorial video is played honoring those who have died. In a statement, the mayor said the vigil will also reaffirm the city's commitment to supporting recovery, prevention, and healing, and to send a powerful message that every life has value and every person is remembered. That event is open to the public. Well, tonight is the last free Wally Beach Wednesday concert on Wollaston Beach in Quincy. Soul Box will be performing what they call funky tunes and fresh grooves beginning at 6 p.m. This will be the 8th free concert in the series that began on July 8th, sponsored by Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, and the Department of Conservation and Recreation. This coming Saturday will feature a Canto Pop Beach Party presented by the Boston Cantonese Club from 3 to 6 p.m. The event will feature crafts, games, refreshments, and new and old Cantonese pop music. The final event is the annual Coast Sweep Cleanup on September 19th. Now, three residents and a firefighter were hospitalized after that fire broke out in a Holbrook mobile home overnight on Monday. Fire took place shortly before midnight Monday on Medallion Road. Fire officials quickly requested mutual aid due to the intensity of the fire, reported by emergency callers. Upon arrival, they discovered a mobile home engulfed in flames that was spreading to nearby vehicles and threatening other buildings. Three residents were able to escape the home. They received emergency care before being taken to nearby hospitals via ambulance. Crew members launched an aggressive attack to battle the flames. During the effort, one firefighter did sustain a non-life-threatening medical condition. Two pets were rescued from the scene, although one cat is believed to have died from smoke inhalation. Investigators traced the start of the fire to the front porch. The cause is believed to be accidental. The fire remains under investigation. The Boston Symphony Orchestra and its musicians ratified a 3-year contract yesterday, avoiding what could have been the first strike in the ensemble's 145-year history. The orchestra and management have had strained relations since BSO decided in March to force out music director Andres Nelson's next summer after 13 seasons. The prior contract was set to expire last Sunday and was extended for 48 hours. BSO musicians and many audience members were angered by the decision in March to end the tenure of Nelson's, a 5-time Grammy Award winner. CEO Chad Smith said in a statement that the deal deepens our collaboration with the musicians and strengthens their role in the artistic planning process. The agreement guarantees the musicians a meaningful role engaging collaborators and planning repertoire that ensures artistic excellence, according to BMA President David Ruffino. The BSO Players Committee Chairman Todd Sieber said the agreement guarantees the musicians a critically enhanced role in the engagement of titled conductors, including the music director. The orchestra's season is scheduled to open on September 17th. More mental health experts hired by the district attorney's office have now testified that Lindsay Clancy did have a mental health issue when she killed her 3 children in January of 2023, but said she knew right from wrong in the moment. Dr. Kirk Heilbrun, a forensic psychologist and professor at Drexel University, took the stand for the second day as an expert prosecution witness. Heilbrun's testimony was cut short on Monday after he brought up Clancy's religion, prompting her defense team to call for a mistrial. Judge William Sullivan denied that request, but told the jury to disregard all religious testimony. Heilbrun concluded that Clancy did not have a psychotic meltdown, but was motivated by her intent to commit suicide and take her children with her because she loved them and felt they'd be better off dead than living without her. Dr. Gregory Satoff, a forensic psychologist with the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit and a professor at the University of Virginia Medical School, was the last witness in the trial. He took the stand yesterday afternoon. Satoff testified that he conducted interviews with Clancy via Zoom in late May and early June. He told the jury that Clancy reported hearing a male voice repeatedly telling her to kill her children. Shortly after she spoke to her then-husband, Patrick Clancy, on the phone, while he went out to pick up dinner and a prescription on the night of her children's deaths. Satoff will continue his testimony this morning, and closing arguments are expected to be given tomorrow. Massachusetts consumers and businesses are beginning to feel the effects of an escalating trade dispute between the United States and Canada, as new U.S. tariffs raised costs on hundreds of Canadian products. The new 50% U.S. tariffs covered a broad range of Canadian goods, including building materials, sporting equipment, food products, and other items sold in Massachusetts. The impact is particularly significant in Massachusetts because Canadian goods account for about a quarter of the state's imports. The tariffs affected high-end hockey equipment, including goalie pads, skates, gloves, and blockers. The potential increase could be substantial for customers buying premium equipment, and the effects could extend well beyond retail stores. Massachusetts home builders and developers said the tariffs could increase construction and renovation costs because New England relied heavily on Canadian lumber and other building products. David O'Sullivan, executive director of the Home Builders and Remodelers Association of Massachusetts, said builders could eventually have little choice but to pass those expenses on to consumers. Developers managing multiple projects could see relatively small increases quickly add up to significant expense. The economic uncertainty came as the trade dispute between the two longtime partners escalated. President Trump accused Canada of discriminating against American products and said in a social media post that Canada had been ripping off the United States for decades. Canada, meanwhile, announced retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products, including medical equipment, electronics, and agricultural products, categories that Massachusetts businesses also exported. Those Canadian tariffs are set to range from 15 to 50% beginning on September 8th. A family from Houston, Texas, will buy Boston's Union Oyster House, the oldest restaurant in America. The iconic restaurant, which is a National Historic Landmark on Boston's iconic Freedom Trail, was owned for over 50 years by Joe Milano, Brigadier General of the U.S. Army and Honorary Consul General to Thailand in Boston. According to the spokesperson, the buyers of the restaurant, the Fertitta family, will continue to run the restaurant similar to how it's been run since its opening in the 19th century. The Fertitta family is known for their ownership of the Houston Rockets, Golden Nugget Hotel and Casinos, Caesars Entertainment, and previously owned the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Dunkin' and dog brand Bark are marking National Dog Day today with a drive-through lane reserved entirely for dogs at a Quincy store. The first time Dunkin' has set aside part of its drive-through for canine customers. The event, called Dunkin' for Dogs, runs today from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 588 Washington Street in Quincy Points. One drive-through lane will serve human customers, as usual, while the second lane will be open to dogs. Dogs that come through will receive treats, a limited edition Bark Dunkin' bandana, and the chance to get a plush toy from the new 2026 Dunkin' Bark collection, with a donation to the Dunkin' Joy and Childhood Foundation. The event marks the seventh year of the Bark and Dunkin' partnership, which has raised more than $15 million for the Joy and Childhood Foundation and sold more than a million dog toys since it began. Proceeds benefit the Joy and Childhood Foundation's Dogs for Joy program, which places trained facility dogs in children's hospitals. The program has placed 54 dogs at 37 hospitals across the country. The dogs assist young patients with tasks such as learning to take medication and getting through medical procedures. The Joy and Childhood Foundation, which is currently marking its 20th anniversary, has granted more than $70 million to charities across the country since it was established. Well, a man in Quincy is the winner of a $1 million prize after playing the Massachusetts State Lottery's $25 million Mega Money Scratch Ticket game. Daniel Reynolds purchased his ticket at 200 Food Mart on C Street in Quincy. Store will be compensated with a $10,000 bonus for its sale. Reynolds chose to receive his prize money in cash, $650,000 before taxes. He said he plans to use his money to travel and pay off his house. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher. The Dow was up 160 points. The NASDAQ rose 171. The S&P added 24. Asian stocks were mostly higher. The dollar slipped. The euro was down, and oil is at $86 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Marlins in Miami 7-3 in 11 innings. Back at it tonight at 6:40 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny, high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 63. Tomorrow, hazy, warm and humid, high tomorrow of 85. Some isolated thunderstorms Friday at a high 84, and then sunny and a high 80 on Saturday. For the boater today, waves about a foot, northwest winds at 5 knots, will become southeast later today. High tide 11:02 a.m. Sunrise 6:03, it sets at 7:28. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, August 26th.